Well, God bless you all. Yes, the cross has made us flawless, you know. Been thinking about a few things in life these days. We've all had seasons, right? We've all had different seasons that we've endured throughout the course of our lives. Sometimes we've all had seasons in life where things didn't happen when we thought they would, or how we thought they should have happened. You know, maybe we've waited for healing, restoration, a loved one to return, or a promise from God to finally come to pass. We've all been there. Some of us are probably in a season right now of waiting for something to happen. But you know, I gotta say, when we dig into scriptures, we find something deeply reassuring. And I find this kind of cute. God is never late, yet he is never early, but always on time. I'll say that again. God is never late, he is never early, yet he is always on time. It's really something, guys. God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Especially when it doesn't align with our expectations. So I wanted to briefly explore something tonight I've entitled God's Impeccable Timing. As I was thinking of what God wanted me to share, kind of landed on the subject of patience and timing. And I thought, maybe I'll call it God's Perfect Timing. Well, that's been taken a million times. So what else? God's impeccable timing. Impeccable. Indisputable. Perfect. All of those things. God's impeccable timing is both a test and a gift, and how we can hold on to faith while we wait. So the first point I want to make is that God works in seasons and not seconds. And if you'd like, you can take your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. We'll start right there this evening. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." You see, guys, this particular verse reminds us that everything in life unfolds in seasons, not moments. You know, we may want microwave miracles, but God works in slow-cooked breakthroughs. Kind of cute, huh? I must have been inspired. But your current season of waiting might feel like winter, quiet, barren, even lonely, but remember, the seed must stay in the soil before it blooms, because what feels like a delay is often just divine development. You ever baked a cake? Have you ever tried eating a cake before it's fully baked? It doesn't taste too good. It's still raw. It's not ready to be taken out yet. Same idea. Why would you take a cake out before it's fully baked? Why would you try to force results out of a microwave when God is still baking the cake in the oven? So, which brings me to my second point. God's timing is most certainly not our timing. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We may think God is taking too long. I know I have plenty of times. Like, "Father, what's going on? What's taking so long?" We may think that he missed our moment. But something that God sees that we don't see is the bigger picture, the full picture. God sees the full picture. Because what we interpret as a setback is often Him setting things in order behind the scenes. God is not rushing because He's not bound by time. He created it. And we fail to remember that. My next point is that waiting produces strength, not stagnation. Take a look at Isaiah chapter 40. You know this verse like the back of your own hand. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Waiting is not weakness here, guys. Waiting is worship. It's not sitting back. It's leaning in. It's not passive, but deeply active. God uses waiting to build strength, character, and deeper intimacy with Him. You know, it might be reasonable to say that, well, not that God makes us wait out of the idea that He wants us to become impatient and suffer under the circumstances, but I do think that God uses this idea of waiting as a tool to allow us to entrust fully in Him. So sometimes what we want now would actually hurt us if we received it too soon. So He holds it. He might hold it back. He might hold something back. Not to punish, but to prepare. Okay? Next point. God's delays are not denials. Take a look at Habakkuk chapter 2. Not a place we go to on a normal basis. But look at this verse. Incredible. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You know, there's an appointed time. There's a time and place for everything. Things that you can't rush. Things that only can be trusted by allowing the Father to work, no matter how long it takes. The things that God placed in your heart, the relationship, the calling, the restoration, those weren't things that were just thoughts, okay? They're visions. And visions speak at the appointed time that God is working towards. Because if it hasn't come to pass just yet, it just means the time hasn't arrived. How about this point? Jesus Christ waited. So will we. I mean, when Christ had to wait, even Christ had to wait on God's timing. Before His ministry began, you know, He had to wait some 30 years before that. Because He knew who He was, but He still waited. John chapter 7, verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. If Christ submitted to the Father's timing, well then, don't you think that we should too? God is not just interested in what we do, but when and how we do it as well. And there's a safety and a power in that sort of divine timing. And when the time is right, God will move swiftly. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. It all started in Genesis 3:15 with the promised seed. And God waited thousands of years before sending His Son. Okay? He hid this from generations and generations. And at the right time, the mystery was revealed. Because when the fullness of time came, he moved instantly. I mean, look at the benefits that you and I reap because of that as born-again believers. That Spirit of Christ within us was worth the wait for the Heavenly Father. And that's how it works. God may seem quiet until it's time. And when it is, everything aligns so beautifully that you realize the wait was worth it. Okay? So what do we do while we wait? Psalm 37. While we wait for healing, while we wait for restoration, miracles to occur, maybe we're waiting for that job promotion, maybe we're waiting for that new house, whatever the case may be. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And we're going to look at Psalm 27. I'm going to go back a few chapters. Psalm 27, 14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, I think it's very easy for us as ones who still do live in the five senses realm, very easy for us to compare our weight to somebody else's weight. You know, you see somebody you know see results faster than we see them. It's very easy to kind of question God's timing and to question God's provision over our lives. But you know what? Other timelines are not our own. God is not a respecter of persons. So, you know, use the time of waiting to build your roots deeper in him, to grow in wisdom and in courage. And you know what? I'm going to close this with this remark here. God is always on time for you personally. We're going to close it up shop in Romans chapter 8. Close up shop here. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'll read it one more time. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, God is not just orchestrating circumstances, he's orchestrating your personal story, your life, your ministry. Every delay, every detour, every disappointment, it's all part of our personal story, part of our personal walk with the Father. Nothing is wasted in the hands of a God with impeccable timing. So trust God's clock and not your calendar. You know, you may be waiting for answers, for healing, for restoration. Mentioned a few other things tonight. The list really does go on and on. You may feel like time is slipping away, but God is not in a rush, and neither should we be. Because when we live with the assurance that God's timing is impeccable, we can truly rest in God's presence. I'm going to officially close in a few verses here in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. If you're waiting today, know this. You are being positioned in the best place possible by the Father. When the door opens, when the healing comes, when the relationship restores, when the breakthrough breaks through, it will be clear that it wasn't your striving, it was God's timing. So let your heart rest, okay? Keep seeking Him. And remember this incredible statement. God is never late, He is never early, yet He is always on time in His perfect, impeccable way. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your incredible provision over our lives, Father. What a joy it is to be part of Your family and to look to You in all things, Father God. Just an incredible thing, Father. So right now, I want to lift up to You each heart here on the conference call, that we could all just rest in You and lay it all down, Father God. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Nothing can stand against the power of